People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. Whatever you might need, we'll give it our best crack, give you an honest outside opinion. This text, should we be mad? Chris from Kokomo, my stepbrother's wife, for Mother's Day made him choose between going to our family's house or staying home with her since it was her first Mother's Day. Should we say something or not? Because it pisses me off and my stepsister pretty bad, and it made our stepmom cry. No, I don't think that's your business.
No.
It's their business. If it's her first Mother's Day, yeah, maybe it was a little selfish, but it's her first Mother's Day. She doesn't get another one.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
They started their own family, and now they'll start their traditions, and...
Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
You won't be together every single year.
Might have been nice if they'd have made time for both, but in the end, it's not your job or your spot to say something. That's what I think. Anybody disagree?
No. I think that's pretty good.
I think it's pretty common when, like Howie said, when people have their own family, it's like, okay, well, this marks a new beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't always get to get, you know, together as full groups. It becomes tougher the older you get.
Yeah.
And yeah, new families get created.
Mm-hmm.
And now new families get created. And then those families separate. Then mm-hmm. those create new families.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always feel bad for like younger moms on Mother's Day, or just moms in general who like have both sides of the family that are still involved and still alive. Where, yeah, it's like you want your own Mother's Day, but then also now you have to see your mom and his mom and grandma's mm-hmm. and everybody. And it's like, mm-hmm. it's my day, too. And you don't get that. I feel bad.
Yeah.
I felt bad for my wife because my mom came down, and Kayla loves hosting stuff like that. So she's like, I'm all in. And she was excited for it. But at the same time, I'm like, you kind of had a busy day. Like I was busy, too. I helped, but. I was like, this wasn't exactly your relaxing Mother's Day. And she's like, I would have been busy anyway. We have too many kids, which mm-hmm. is a good point.
Yeah.
Having good point. Three more adults come doesn't really move the meters as far as the amount of work involved at the house.
Well, and ultimately, at the end of the day, whether it's Mother's Day or Father's Day, it's still just a day. It's just an excuse to get together. And how you want to do that is up to you. Or not.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. No one else gets a word, including...
No.
You, if you think someone else should do it differently.
Right.
You don't have to like it, but you don't need to tell them. Jimbo, you are not on the harmonizer. Hi, Jimbo. Jimbo in Nashville. Jimbo in Nashville.
Hello. If you can hear us talking, say a word.
Turn your radio down.
Yeah, something's not coming through. I mean, there's some weird little background garble, but
I think he was listening to the radio still, so he wasn't hearing what was going on.
Not sure.
Sam in Tennessee. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey. It's like this phone is broken. Sam, what's going on?
Yeah, my phone is broken.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I was in a relationship for 11 years.
Okay.
With a woman that I truly care about. I got sick. She divorced me. We got divorced. We're now in, I want to say, in same-sex relationships.
Yep.
And okay. I can't get her out of my head. Like, I still have dreams about her. I care about her. I just hope she's doing okay, but there's no communication.
Yeah.
Which I fully understand. Now, the thing is that she will contact my mother, but not me.
What does she contact your mother for?
Well, I'm actually honestly having... some dentistry work done today, actually. I'm having the tooth pulled.
And she called your mom to see if she could have your teeth? Why did you, that doesn't answer the question.
Yeah. So what's that got to do with it?
She called my mom because she got notification that I have a prescription ready at
Because your lives were
gotcha.
Intertwined. So, yeah, she's still on the notification list. So she didn't call your
confusing.
She didn't call your mom to, like, catch up. She called your mom and said, hey.
And she doesn't want to talk to you.
Sam needs to pick up his meds and change his next of kin.
Yeah, but the thing is that we've been separated for a year. I'm not on her insurance. I'm on my own. I'm like, why would this be intertwined? But I heard this yesterday and it flooded back to me, and I want to reach out to her and just make sure she's okay, because I still care.
She's fine.
You're fine. It doesn't matter how she got that notification, or if you've been divorced for a year, 2 years, 3 years, you're still going to get mail or notifications in some way. She's probably like, why am I getting this? Oh, yeah. I'll send it to his mom so I don't have to contact him.
Yeah,
she's actively showing you through that she would rather reach out to someone else than you. And I would respect that boundary until she reaches out, honestly.
Yeah, it's not weird that she got a notification. Okay. I've been divorced for 4.5 years, and Carrie will still get notifications for one thing or another. Because you put in phone numbers at some point or another, and then
nobody changes them.
And so, yeah, I mean, luckily we have a relationship where we just go, hey, I got this. Just make sure you got your notification, but whatever.
And you spent over a decade together. Of course, you're not going to get her out of your head.
Yeah.
Like, you spent, I don't know how old you are, but that's a very formative amount of time to spend with somebody.
I'm 31.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
I'm 31.
Yeah, yeah. She was your entire
20s.
Yeah. So, but she's happily in another relationship, right?
That I know of, I don't know. I mean, I live probably about,
well, let me rephrase it. She's
from her best friend's house.
She's not reaching out to you, and there's no reason to believe she's not in a happy relationship, right?
That I know of.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if it doesn't matter if she's in a good relationship, a bad relationship, no relationship, you guys are divorced and it's over.
You need to look at it like your keys fell in the lava. They're gone, man. Let them go.
If you're solely only looking for confirmation that she is okay, we can assure you she's okay.
Yeah, because she has a phone.
Thank you, Sam.
And made a call.
Good luck. So, I know it's tough. That's for
it
sure.
It sucks. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. It absolutely sucks.
We've all been in that.
Situation before. Yeah, whether it's a divorce or just a breakup or whatever, where you think about a person, and sometimes it happens for years. I wonder
if they're okay. Yeah, they're okay. They don't need you.
Yeah, yeah, that stuff crosses your mind. That's totally normal. It's totally normal.
this text, weird. Sam is parked in front of her house right now.
I'm just checking up.
And that could be something, too, especially if you've gone from, you know, like a heterosexual marriage to a same-sex marriage or same-sex relationship. That could be something where she's trying to figure out, am I supposed to be with men or women? Do I like both? She could just be, you know, helping out her new partner who would say, I'm not comfortable with you speaking to your ex-husband.
Right.
For X, Y, and Z reason. Like, you've got to respect however she's moved on until she reaches out to you.
Tommy, are we taking this one that was a Jimbo now with his name? Yes. Okay. Hello, Ray.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So I'm used to making $30-$35 an hour. I've got about $5,000 saved up, and I'm starting to whittle down here. Okay. And I was wanting to know, should I take a lower paying job? Because like I'm used to doing like plumbing, framing, you know, high industrial work.
Yeah. Yeah. Like skilled labor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you recently left your job? That you had?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So the reason I left my job was because they started screwing over my checks and started shortening me on my hours and, you know, just not really paying the employee what they're worth.
Okay. Okay. So what are you doing now?
Right now, I'm currently putting applications in for any kind of skilled labor that I know, like how I know how to do, forklift, warehouse. Framing, anything like that. I've been putting applications in for.
Okay, so what's the question then?
Should I take a lower paying job?
Or,
I mean, if you to make ends meet, probably. That's always tough because I know that a lot of places are saying, hey, we're hiring. At the same time, just watching my wife go through it, applying for jobs she's absolutely qualified for, and so many people apply, and then nobody gets, you don't hear anything back, and everything's online. Every application takes hours because you got to fill it out on their thing. And yeah, the same question. I know a lot of people that are like, I have worked for years and I'm good at what I do and I can't get a call back, like where it's busted their confidence up. But I think in the short term, that's probably the way to go. I mean, if you got Got to keep the bills paid.
Yeah, right? Something's better than nothing. I mean, my advice would have been find a job before you leave, but that's not a factor now. So, yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, you know, you've got some savings, so yeah, you got a little bit of a cushion, but not much.
And if it's ego in the way, like, oh man, this is just a temporary thing, remember? Or you might end up loving this job and being able to move up, but if you've just got to do it to make ends meet, do it. You know, hustle a little bit and keep working on getting a job that pays better, you know?
Considering OnlyFans, too. How's your penis look?
Yeah, you have nice feet.
I mean, I wouldn't complain.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Keep that in your back pocket.
I like
the
idea of a guy selling feet pics under the tagline or slogan of, I wouldn't complain about these feet.
Yeah.
I think that would work. Ray, good luck, bud.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. That's a tough spot.
Yeah.
Because, you know what you're worth. At the same time, you're only worth what someone's willing to pay you at that moment.
Yeah. And
which is why I'm not making $500 million a year.
Yeah. And every region is different and everything else. So.
Yeah. No one's going to question my worth.
No.
You should.
No, that sounds apt.
$500 a month. That's pretty good. That's more like it.
Yeah, $500. Yeah, that's about right.
1-800-947-3979. A lot of people think that guy that called before that, Sam, is like, why didn't they say cut her brake lines? I already cut them.
Yep.
Yeah, I think in that case.
I was afraid he might. So.
A lot of people are telling the last caller, Ray, join the union, man. Get the money and the benefits.
Yeah, I didn't ask him that.
Yeah.
He was in a union or not. I assume not.
Also, somebody said, turn that company into the labor board if they're messing with your pay and doing things that are against the rules.
Yeah, if you've got evidence of that.
I always wonder with stuff like that. He was very vague. They're messing with my check.
And I'm not saying this about him, but in my experience, a lot of times when people say that, there are times when you hear it and go, okay, yeah, that company sucks. Mm-hmm. And other times it's like, well, you know, I didn't go in and I got suspended. And I'm not saying that was him, but the whole two sides thing. This text, I spent some time in an online forum, came across some folks that I didn't know. Always online, comment, response, whatever. Earlier this year, someone responded and we went back and forth, exchanged some semi-personal info. She mentioned she was close geographically, so we switched to WhatsApp, and I asked for a face pic. She sent a body shot instead, and it was hot.
Mm.
I responded with similar faceless pictures of me. Went back and forth. We were sexting a lot. Didn't really have a ton of intention, but it wasn't long after that I sent a face picture because I thought, okay, I'd like to see her face. She immediately stopped communicating. I waited for a couple. Boy, that would really mess with your head, right? Man. I sent my face and now they won't talk to me. This is exactly what the inside of my brain has been telling the rest of me my whole life.
Yeah.
So they waited a couple days. She said she was busy and needed time to think.
Uh-huh.
Then I said, are you okay? And I said, I'm worried. She said she was going to stop communicating. Then I started to look at all of her pictures again. I noticed at one point a small tattoo in a picture at the back of her neck that looked very familiar. Then I realized that I think I know her. We hadn't had family events in a while, but my parents and relatives are bound to host events this spring and summer, and I will be seeing her. She is a cousin, and I recognize the tattoo now. That's why she stopped calling. After she saw my face.
First cousin?
What if you find out she's okay with cousin love, but just doesn't find you attractive?
Yeah, that would be hurtful. That it's not who you are. It's your face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could be. Honestly, it's better than I thought. I assumed he was just being catfished and having his identity stolen in some manner. It's just he, you know, has feelings for a cousin's body.
Amanda in New Jersey, listening on 105.7 The Hawk. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Good.
What is the plan? Or what is your dilemma?
My dilemma is my husband and I, my family, my entire family is from New Jersey, born and raised. And we are thinking about making that southern leap to North Carolina just because expenses are out of control in New Jersey, which everybody knows.
It's a pricey area.
My biggest dilemma, it's pretty much a no-brainer to move. If we sell our house in New Jersey, we could pay off all debt and have a cheaper mortgage plus land in North Carolina. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
My biggest issue is I'm a twin, and my twin sister, I'm like starting to get choked up. My twin sister is my absolute life aside from my family, like my husband and my daughter.
Yeah.
And to not be 10 minutes away for longer than 10 days, which is the longest really we've ever been apart, is really what's emotionally, I guess, holding me back.
Yeah.
Oh, but you have that twin connection. So if you put your hand on a hot pan in North Carolina, she'll feel it in New Jersey. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Burn her good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's days where I just feel off for no reason and I'll like text her and ask her if she's okay. And she'll tell me like she's hungover or, you know, she's having a bad day at work or something. So there is definitely that.
If she eats a pork roll, do you get the runs?
Maybe not pork roll, but sometimes Chinese, I guess.
Okay.
Can you guilt her into moving with you?
Yeah, why don't you just bring her with you?
Yeah, what's up with her?
That's another part. Like, I guess I'm hoping that, like, my husband and I are going to set a trend here and get the rest of, like, my family, especially her, to come down. But her husband owns a business up here. And so I feel like, which would probably do very well in North Carolina as well, but.
So it sounds like he would like to go, but he needs someone to commit some arson so that he can use that nest egg to start over. Just a thought.
Right.
You know what? New Jersey attitude, you could really grift some North Carolinians.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bully them. You know what you guys should do? Buy everything in my business. Well, all right, friend. But that's not how it would work. Having moved around, the relationships that are strong endure, and you will find a way. It'll be different, but it won't be the end of the relationship. You guys can talk. Texting and FaceTime makes the world a lot smaller in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be the same, but
no, it's nice
in
when you
the
can
end,
walk over, but
if you have more money at retirement and more money at the end of every month, because it's less expensive to live in North Carolina and it makes you and your family, your immediate family happy, that's a long-term win.
Yeah.
But like I'm biased because I've moved around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it. And I mean, her best friend actually like a month or so ago just moved to Iowa. So I also like the feeling of her thinking that everyone's just up and leaving her. I don't know. I guess it's just a little bit of guilt.
Because, she's an adult. Yeah. She'll be fine.
How old are you all?
You know,
36.
Oh, yeah. Cut the cord. Cut the cord.
Yeah, I mean, you guys will be fine. It'll be an adjustment period.
Especially if you move,
but
just set up intentions where you visit and she visits and things like that, too. And then every time she visits, just point out how affordable apartments are and how great the business could do if they move down there and just, like, really make it where they want to move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, go for it. You can always move back if you don't like it.
Oh, here's one suggestion from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would divorce your husband, ma'am, and marry your sister. It sounds like it'll be perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. That's always an option. Depending on
legally, I don't know if you can do that.
I don't know.
From Albany. New Jersey sucks. Go to North Carolina. Oh, regional battles.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, North Carolina is really pretty, though, and you can get more land for the dollar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nicer weather.
No doubt. On the way, round two, people need advice. You need some. 1-800-947-3979. We're batting 1,000. Maybe. This text. I'm an identical twin. We live over 1,000 miles apart. She lives in Arizona. I'm in Tennessee. Our connection is awesome. We talk 67 times a day. And then it says 6 or 7. That was an error. We visit at least once a year, sometimes twice. I think she'll be fine.
Talk 6 or 7 times a day?
That's impressive.
That's a lot.
I barely talk to you guys 6 or 7 times a day.
Yeah.